Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is The Burt Show.
Has Mo picked a potentially game-changing decision in his career over family? He's had 3 days to think about this. We'll get a decision here in just 1 second. You're out on a first date, though, right? How do you know it's going well, Abby?
I feel like women typically have good intuition, but sometimes you need to look at the signs, and you need one thing to use as a barometer, as if your date's going very well. And so Dear Media just posted this clip on TikTok explaining the one thing you should look out for, and it's one thing I've never done on a date.
What do you wish that girls did more on dates?
Oh, I like love this move. Leave your phone if you go to the bathroom.
I
think it's the best.
That was like one of my
flexes. It's the best thing ever.
That's
I don't know
so
where
fun.
I heard it, but I was like, and maybe it was just like, I was like, that's cool.
Yeah, I used to do that like purposely.
It has to be done with intention.
I actually also do that at dinners with friends too. Like with
100%.
I just think it's like, it's a sign of respect.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that if you're a guy watching this and you're like, we went on a date and she took her phone, that was on purpose.
Yes, I think so too.
Yeah,
I think it is a signal.
If I leave my phone,
I think it is
a
signal.
You.
If you're in the bathroom, you're mm-hmm. being like, help me, which has happened. Like it always, like you're going to be on the good side.
But not necessarily. I mean, of course, like I might bring my phone to be like, this is my husband, mm-hmm. but that can probably wait till
right.
the end. If
right,
I leave
right.
my phone, it's to show you I'm genuinely mm-hmm. going to pee right
yeah,
now.
Right.
I am
it's
not taking my phone to
and
get
people
away
notice
from you.
That, then, mm-hmm. like on both sides.
That's one thing I'm never going to do on a date. You got to have the halftime meet up with your friends. Like, hey, by the way, this is going horrible. How do I get out of here? Or, hey, it's going well. I don't think he's going to murder me. Like, you got to update the girls either way. It's just women's safety. Now, I will say I've never done this on a date, but I have done something worse because I was a little tipsy and stupid. I left my credit card out on the table because we were about to pay the tab. And
oh,
I was
God.
Like, just go halvesies. And I just... laid it on there, and then I was like, that was super dumb.
It's
why
a good
did
test.
I do that?
It's a dangerous test.
It's a dangerous test. But then here's the problem. I broke things off with him after that. I'm like, oh, he probably copied down my card
right.
information, so I know he's going to get revenge on me.
All right, Mo, it has been decision day now. This is the third day you've been chewing on this. For those that didn't hear it, Mo has had a very difficult decision to make about, and it's one, career versus family.
Yeah, I've been going back and forth in my mind about what to do with this. And for the last 3 days, it's definitely picked up because it's been decision time, as you mentioned. And so if you miss this, my family put me in a bind. It put me in a really tight spot because my dad has a 50th birthday coming up this weekend. And it's a big party. It's a big celebration. The entire family is going to be there. And of course, they're expecting me to be there also. The problem is I had already had a date on that exact day to go do a private show for someone who is a very, very high profile individual and has a guest list of a lot of other high profile celebrity like individuals who will be at this private showing. And this could be a great career moment for me to get up on stage and do my thing at this place in front of all of these people who could potentially change the scope of my career.
Yeah, this is a high profile individual in the entertainment industry who has connections with a lot of celebrities. So you do have the guest list. That is just the guest list.
Invited list.
Yes.
Right.
Who is the people who have been invited. You don't know who, like, you don't have the RSVP list. But because of who this person is, it seems likely that these big names will be in attendance.
Exactly that. And so I had until 2 p.m. yesterday to finally make the decision because they told me if I did back out of it, it was okay because they had a backup comedian ready to go, but they needed to know the answer by Wednesday. As well as my family was texting me all week saying, have you made your decision? Have you made your decision? And just when I felt like it was right at the point of making my decision, the plot thickened a bit. My family decided to spice it up because they had been listening to the radio all week.
Oh, no.
They decided that they thought it would be funny to turn it up for me. And what they did was they collectively came together and I guess started a bit of a family GoFundMe and told me that they will collect the money to pay me whatever I was going to make to do the show just to come to the party.
What? That is nice. That is nice, but it's a temporary Band-Aid. Because this is really isn't about cash.
Right.
This is about connections and perhaps somebody forwarding you in your career. So that's a nice gesture, but it's really not the thing holding you back from going back for the 50th birthday.
You saw nice. I saw evil. I thought it was a very evil gesture, but I did understand what they were doing and saying that if you do come, if you decide to, we're cool, whatever you do, but we want to make sure you at least don't miss out on the money part of doing the job. So basically, you can get paid just to come to celebrate your dad.
Would you be able to take that money?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No, I'm taking it back. Yes, I will. Okay. Now that I think about it, I would. So literally came all the way down to 2 p.m. I'm sitting there in front of the email all the way. I mean, literally, I'm like to the end with this thing. What am I going to do? I'm getting DM after DM, text after text. Everybody's giving me advice.
What's the overall, if you had to break it down to percentages from listeners in your DMs, what was the percentage of people saying take the gig versus hang with the family?
I would say probably 70-30 take the gig. And what it really came down to for me, and this is just me, and I know I'm going to let some people down, but I was going to let them down either way. I don't think, genuinely, as much as I really want to go to this gig, I feel like I would regret it.
I just do.
I feel like I would look back on these family pictures and the moments. I think I'm going to have anxiety from knowing that my family's all together like this for such a big celebration for my dad. And I think about all of the sacrifices my dad has had to make to be there for me in life. And the man has family first tattooed on his body.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So as much as I feel like it's going to be tough for me to walk away from this gig, there'll be other gigs, there'll be other things. I'm going to celebrate my family.
Yay!
Good for you.
Well, Kristen's happy for me.
Yay! Great decision, Mo. You won't regret it at all.
The second part of this is how strong are you going to be after the weekend? Will you even check in with the host that invited you to say, okay, which celebrities showed up and which ones didn't?
I got to know.
You got to know.
I got to know. I'm checking in.
No good can come from that.
I know, but I got to know.
We got to know, too.
It's a Bird Show.
This is The Bird Show.